opinion research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we want to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes. What would you like to know?
Excuse me?
What would you like to know?
Well, a couple questions. Just going to take a few minutes of your time. I appreciate that. First, the question is, what's your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Thank you. Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
I support that.
You support it strongly or just somewhat?
For the victims to be able to have privacy?
Right.
Strongly support it.
Strongly. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims, like we said, the right to conceal their name, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Absolutely. Police officers are a whole nother ball game.
Okay, so you strongly feel that way or just somewhat?
Yeah, I strongly feel that way.
Strongly, all right.
These police are out of control.
Gotcha. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
Much too high.
Much too high, all right. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or in a relatively efficient manner?
They are wasting our tax dollars. Sidewalks for the rich. It's ridiculous.
Yes. All right. Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. So would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Absolutely.
Okay. The cost of veterinary care has increased to more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose the state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Yes. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
They should.
They should. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely, but I'm not the average person either. I keep up with the government a lot more.
Okay. Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
I think they're somewhat important.
Somewhat. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Their primary home?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They should not?
No.
Okay. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Yes.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
They should be consistent.
Should be. Thank you. Next question. Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
They should.
Should. All right, we're halfway done. I really appreciate your patience. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or wrong track?
The wrong track.
Wrong. Okay, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. It says teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
Yes.
Do you
what if we don't do something to help those teachers, we're not going to have any more.
I understand, but do you strongly agree or somewhat?
I strongly agree.
Strongly, okay. Now I'm going to read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. Number one, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Number two, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
I think number two is better.
Number two. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Yes.
Yes, you have. And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe or not believe the claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I don't believe them at all.
You don't believe them. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
I do.
You do, okay. Thank you. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit and density adjustments, or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes, if it gives the local people a say.
Okay. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers like firefighters, police, and teachers, How would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
It'd make me more likely to vote.
More, okay. We're almost done. So I have a proposed amendment to the state constitution that's titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. And it says, it would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age 18 and under the age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. Now, if you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject it?
I would approve.
You would. Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age? It's 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latina, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Grandchild.
Okay, but no child of your own?
No.
Just grandchild, grandchildren, okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male, or something else?
Female.
Very well. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and cooperation. Hope you enjoy the holidays. Take
Bye.
Care. You're welcome.